Smith launches a Hail Mary to the end zone. In the air. And incomplete. Presbyterian has done it. The Blue Hose pull off the upset as the Bears' final Hail Mary falls unanswered.
Please to welcome in while it gets chilly another member to the Stone Cold Quarterback segment. I go around the country each and every week looking for the top performers. This one right here, folks, a man not hard to find. Can't miss him. Second in the country in passing yards. Still top five. Fourth when it comes to finding pay dirt through the air. He's the signal caller of an undefeated team. By the way, that list of undefeated teams dwindling. I have the signal caller for Presbyterian, Mr. Colin Hurst. Colin, appreciate you so much for giving the show some time this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Coming off a huge win last week over Erskine, 42-14. Smooth sailing. But, Colin, more notable of the bench is an overtime win against Mercer. One of the coolest games that I've had a chance to watch, and I tuned in second quarter and just never turned the game off. And as we go in reverse, you kick off the season picking up a SoCon win over Wofford, which typically is a trusted and tough team in the SoCon. It's a lot of funny business, but at the same time, each and every week, they line up and they are confident in their ability to go beat anybody on that schedule. But Colin, right off the bat, are you surprised? I mean, I know we're just getting going and the entire season is sitting in front of you and you're told take it a day and take it a game at a time, but are you surprised at all right now the Presbyterians 3-0?
No, not at all. You know, it was obviously, you know, one of our goals to come out and put the country on notice, you know, but we've put in the work, we've put in the hours, obviously coming in here in June and July, starting some workouts and really, you know, started last spring after last season, really try to carry that momentum from last year, getting those four last wins on our record. And just, you know, being able to carry that momentum and, you know, using our skill set to our ability. So, you know, definitely not surprised at all, but, you know, just want to keep the momentum going.
I ask this question to every single quarterback that I bring on, and typically not this early, but you triggered me by saying when you show up to those summer workouts, I ask quarterbacks all the time, what was your head coach's, and in this case, Coach Steve Englehart's message when you guys rolled up from being at home, spending a few weeks there and having to report back to fall camp, or whether it was that spring to summer transition, you show up and you got a new kit, you got new workout shorts. Shorts, shirts, shoes, and there's something strapped on the back of it that typically a strength coach maybe or a head coach kind of wants to implant in your guys' brains. Did you have one this year? What is that message that you just hear every single week for months and months and months now?
Yeah, it's something that Coach Englehart started this year, and we call it the now. And really it stands for, you know, what you know it as, you know, talking about the now, not worried about the past or the future, just worried about where we are every single day. But it's also an acronym for no other way. You know, we know what it takes to win. We know what it feels like to be on the losing end as well. So we feel like we're pretty confident with knowing what it does take to win these ball games and put in the work and know that you're fully prepared and ready for every single moment. So we were really focused on the now, and we're still focused on the now, and, you know, in present tense. You know, obviously we had those two big wins the first 2 weeks, you know, had another win. So we're 3-0 still now, but you know, we're just focused on stepping ahead at every single day.
Give me a second here to write that down. The now. I mean, listen, I ask quarterbacks this, one, because I think it's awesome for an audience or for a fan base at that to get a glimpse of what it's like inside the Blue Hose locker room or whatever team from whatever quarterback that I'm speaking to. But I also personally want to steal them, and I'm 100% stealing the now and no other way. Is it kind of, can I compare it to be where your feet are?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely something that was super highly correlated to that. Yes.
Okay. So I could imagine now was getting thrown around a lot when you find yourself down 21 points, down two possessions in the second half, but you're down 21, you end up getting a turnover, turning that around quickly, and you go into halftime 14-0 against Mercer. In that second half, it wasn't smooth sailing right out of the gates. It wasn't like all of us watching, maybe me because I know what Mr. Hurst can do, but not everybody watching was expecting what was to come. Obviously, this Mercer team was preseason top 10. So there are a few people that had him in their top five. DJ Smith behind center. Like, this team is good. They're not playing up to their standard at it, but they're pretty damn good. And like I said, down 21 points. Was it kind of a now moment? Was that being pre paced up and down that sideline?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was something that we kept reiterating the entire game, you know, especially in the locker room at halftime. You know, we knew that we had the ability to go win the game. You know, obviously it came in our preparation throughout the week and having a great week of practice and stuff like that. But, you know, like you said, it's definitely something that was iterated, you know, the entire game, whether we were down or up at the end of the game. You know, it was always about the now.
There's just no other way. And what is it about this squad this year, Colin, that you guys are winning games like this?
I would say just experience. You know, I'm only a 3-year guy, but we have a lot of 4-year starters on this football team. And you know, a lot of those guys went through tough hardship. You know, when I first committed to this school, I was committing to a 1-in-10 program, which, you know, obviously it's hard to explain that to people, but I knew something was going on down here in Clinton. You know, and then I got here, we improved to 4-7, and then last year started to play a little bit, went 6-6, and now we're still on the rise. But you know, like I said, I think it's a lot about just experience and seniority and leadership. I think it's guys that, like I already said, we know there's no other way to do it. There's no cutting corners, there's no cheating. You know, we know the process in which we have to go through to get this stuff done. So I think we've done a pretty good job of that so far. We're just going to keep it rolling.
And parlay that with what Coach Englehart means to the program and what he's done over time and what he's had to, dare I say, endure, slash go through. Kind of how big of a role does he play in you guys winning games in this fashion? I know we're only 3 weeks in, but still, it's been evident what's on tape. It's no secret. It's not just this flash in a pan thing.
Yeah, he's been a huge part of it, obviously. He's just done a great job at setting the standard and setting the culture for this program and this football team. Just the messages that he always has to give us are just super inspiring and super thoughtful. And we know that he loves us, every single one of us, you know, whether we're a starter or not. You know, he loves every single one of us, and he truly embraces the culture and the words that he spreads to us. So we know that it comes from, you know, the genuity in his heart. So we love him, and we go out there and play for him, and I think it shows on the field.
You're damn right. Hey, Colin, what the hell is the blue hose drill? Just tell people a little bit about what that is. If you don't, you know, want to share the inside scoop, but I've asked you a few times, you know, what is it about this year's squad that has you winning games like this? What is it about Coach Englehart that has you guys winning games in this fashion? But a lot of it has to do with preparation. Blue hose drill, what is that? And how did it come to fruition 2 Saturdays ago?
So it's our little red zone drill, and it came to fruition from Coach E because, you know, after last season when we self-reflected, we realized that as much as we were in the red zone a lot, like we were a really good football team on offense, especially from 20-20, but it was from 20 and in that we kind of lacked, and we didn't come away with as many points as we wanted to. So the blue hose drill is basically it's very similar to an overtime setting, but basically it's, you know, offense versus defense. You start at the 25, and you know, if you score a touchdown, you go up 7-0. But if you settle for a field goal and you make it, you get 3 points, but the defense gets 4 points. So it was kind of a thing where even if you score, you know, we're really encouraging touchdowns. You know, that's really the no other way type mentality. We had to score touchdowns. So then, you know, if the one offense is going against the one defense, and say we settle for a field goal, so then the second offense will go against the second defense, having already 4 points. And so the goal was to get to 18 points. And basically, once one side got to 14, the other offense had to go for it on fourth down, because whether you kicked a field goal or not, the other team was going to get 4 points and end up having 18 or more. So it was really just it's kind of a crunch time type situation. You know, we repped the hell out of it. And obviously when it came down to last week or 2 weeks ago against Furman, we were all comfortable. You know, nobody was pressing, nobody was worried about the situation. We were all very prepared, and obviously it showed at the end of the game by being able to go out and win it.
Football is art, people. You may think there are a bunch of big dummies running around trying to kill one another, but there's a lot of responsibility on a few guys who touch the football every single play. There's a lot of responsibilities on when you talk about making scoring touchdowns a priority. There's a lot of responsibilities on guys like Dominic Kibbe, Nathan Levicki, the Sinceres, the Zach Switzers. Like these guys, like how much trust, faith, and all of that have you developed through your time at Presbyterian? How much does it pay off? And I'm sorry to keep talking about the Mercer game, but it was electricity. How much does it pay off in times like that, and just when you're at war? Trust.
Yeah, trust is one of our pillars. You know, another thing that Coach E does for us is he kind of lays out like a pyramid of success almost. And at the very bottom, like with our which is like the most important part, like of our culture, is trust, love, and respect. So like I'm so glad you said trust, because it's literally one of the greatest things that any, you know, company, team, or any community of people can have. So, but yeah, being able to trust those guys to make a play is, you know, means everything to us. You know, being able to look back at those reps that we've continually had in practice and over the summer and over the spring, you know, you go into the game and it's just another rep. You know, there's no rising to the occasion. It's sinking to your level of training. And to us, there's no sinking. It's just at the same high standard that we always operate at.
Preach, preach, preach right there. Having a conversation with Colin Hurst, signal caller for Presbyterian College. His Blue Hose, they're 3-0 right now. Right off the ripper against the Mercer team. 300 yards through the air. Following that, this Furman game that we were just talking about here, 275 took flight. And then Erskine last week, 350. So almost 1,000 yards through three games. I hinted at it prior. I told you straight up that second in the country right now in passing yards, fourth in touchdowns right now. Colin, to talk about you. I'm a quarterback. That's why I brought you on here. For everybody annoyed when they hear me talk about skill positions on our show and how important quarterback is for a team first and foremost. Well, cover your ears right now. Colin, for you, X's and O's wise, seeing coverages, is everything just flowing right now? Are you playing the best ball you feel like in your entire life?
Yeah, I mean, along those lines, yeah, I really feel like I'm seeing the field well. I feel really prepared in my, you know, film experience and game experience and being able to identify coverage and identify defenders and blitzes and being able to change protections and plays. It's really flowing, like you said, you know, and it feels good. You know, obviously we've had a lot of success, but you know, every Sunday you go and turn the film on, there's still stuff you can work on. So still trying to be very critical and still trying to get better every day.
And has that relationship grown with Jason Martin throughout the years in your time there? And especially as it's ramped up and things have become extra serious this season, I always tell people this. College football coaches are just complete psychopaths. They're the craziest men that exist on this planet, right? You have people who work in factories, coal miners. I mean, I think these guys fit in that category. And I always tell people this. There's only one person on my Southern Illinois coaching staff that I would invite to a wedding, and that's my quarterback coach, Blake Rowland, just because of the relationship, just because of the lives you live. I mean, that is your father when you are away at school. A lot of the times, you are his son more than his own children. And in that sense, what's your relationship like with him? How are you guys weaving through the day-to-day and the rest of the offensive staff as well? You got to have a relationship with Coach Wilson and a lot of these guys, Coach Nolan, but for Coach Martin and specifically who coaches you, what is your guys' relationship like?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I feel like, you know, over these past 3 years, especially now, stepping into that starting role that, you know, we see the game through the same lens. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've tried to acquire over the last 3 years. And I think I have really acquired it these last couple games is just being able to see what he sees, you know, understanding the play call, understanding why it's being called or who we're trying to target and what the main read is, you know. And we have just great communication on and off the field, you know, coming off the field every drive, talking about what we see, talking about, you know, the different fronts and coverages and stuff like that. So, but, you know, just being able to relay what he wants to relay to the other guys on the field, you know, being able to be a coach on the field, you know, taking what he talks to the other players about in practice and being able to, like I said, just see what he sees and execute at a high level.
Having a chat here, Colin Hurst again, quarterback, Presbyterian. It's a conversation that I hesitated to inject into our interview, but I think from a mindset standpoint, which we have been breaking down a lot of the mental side and kind of where you're at, not so much physically, but you're told by your coaching staff one day at a time, one game at a time, just wake up and now, right? Be where your feet are. Live in this very moment. Know what the goal is ahead, but there's a top 25 ball club right now, Colin. FCS Nation Radio, we put out our top 25 week three poll. You guys are sitting at 24. You guys are making a lot of noise. We're a show. We're a group that puts a lot of stock into the SoCon. And for you to just go slap two in the mouth, I just want to know the vibe in that locker room right now. Is it something that you guys are verbally speaking of or is it something that you guys could give one less of a damn about?
Well, you know, obviously we had fun and we celebrated those two wins. And, you know, they were really big for the program and really big for the guys. But like you said, you know, Coach G setting that standard, you know, we had our fun. We celebrated that night. And then Sunday, it's, you know, it's flip a switch. You turn the page, you burn it, and we're on to the next opponent. We're in the now. So it's been really cool to see just the mentality change over the last couple of years. Because like I said, you know, this program hasn't won very much in the past. So, you know, I feel like back in the day, maybe it would have been a little more celebrating or a little more riding that high of having those two big wins. But now it's just, you know, it's just another game. And, you know, obviously We were really excited to win. We were proud of ourselves, but we still thought critical. We were like I said, very critical about our play and everything like that. So we're really just focused on the next game, you know, and every next rep and every next day in practice.
I love it. Keep it up. As I look ahead at the schedule, which we will get into to wrap things up here, a lot of W's. That column is just going to continue to get filled up. Excited for you guys, but you kind of triggered something that I wanted to throw at you real quick. Coach Englehart, obviously somebody who recruited you, who knows you like the back of his hand, spent a lot of time around you. And I think I can say this for certain, if I were to ask him the first word that comes to mind for Colin Hurst, he would say resiliency. To touch on your story just a little bit as we get wrapped up here, recruited you out of Western down here in South Florida. Like I said, we go way back. I knew how much of a dude you were in high school, and obviously you're not of stature. I'm somebody that can relate to that, right? You're not 6'4", you're not 220. We don't stand up there like Justin Herbert and the rest of these guys and pipe the ball. We just don't. And on top of that, you had an ACL injury your senior year. I think if I were to ask you, Colin, as a junior or going into your senior season of high school, you knew you could play Division I football, whether it was in the Valley, the Pioneer League, whether it was in, you know, the Conference USA, whatever it was, the MAC, you knew that you could play that kind of ball. But talk about a little bit of what you had to go through and now how much of a chip on your shoulder that is on tape that Blue Hose fans are seeing each and every Saturday. And also how cool it was that Englehart and yours relationship has taken all this time. But just more importantly, resiliency, some of the things you had to go through and that chip on the shoulder that you play with right now.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you know, I think I always knew that I could play at a very high level. But at the end of the day, you know, I can only control what I can control, and I wasn't really getting those opportunities out of high school that I thought I deserved. So, you know, and then obviously going into the senior year, getting hurt, you know, by the end, that wasn't, you know, easy at all. You know, it was really tough. You know, there was definitely a point where I didn't even know if I was going to play college football at all, you know, and it really sucked. But like you said, you know, Coach E and Coach Martin ended up taking a chance on me. They ended up coming down. I ended up coming up and taking a visit, you know, loved the place, ended up getting signed. Like I think I came on my visit like January 31st, and signing day was, you know, February 1st. So it was a really quick turnaround, but you know, obviously ended up working out. You know, we've done great things, and they've done a really good job at developing me and this school. You know, I love the school, I love the area. And you know, like you said, it's just always playing with that chip on your shoulder, you know, knowing that you can play at a high level, and you know, coming in here even as a freshman, feeling like I can make an impact, but you know, just still being sidelined by that lingering injury from high school. So, you know, but it gave me the opportunity to learn, gave me the opportunity to sit back and watch, which I think really helped with my development. And now, you know, it's coming to fruition. So, you know, it's really good. It's really cool to see, and I think it's really promising for anybody out there that feels like they're not getting the recognition they deserve, maybe thinks they're undersized or getting under recruited. You know, it's just a sign to just keep working and just kind of, you know, taking advantage of the opportunities that do come your way.
Preaching like a preacher right there, Colin. And I think the one thing that stands out to me that I always love to reiterate is when football players or athletes, let alone, are able to acknowledge sitting and watching and how much stock and how pivotal that is for them in their careers, whoever it is. But for this, it's you. You did sit and the quarterback goes down. You get jolted in the lineup. I know. You know, I'm not sure the Blue Hose fan base knows that you're ready to rock and roll. You stepped in those last five games, obviously, you talked about winning and then completing 75% of your passes and not turning the ball over as you get jolted into a lineup is pretty ridiculous, right? Because there are growing pains, there are things to be expected in a situation like that, but no, not at all. So, looking forward, if you were speaking to an auditorium of 300 Blue Hose fans right now, just talk a little bit about how much trust they can have in you and the rest of the team moving forward this season.
Well, yeah, the number one thing I would tell them is that they can trust that I'll always be the hardest worker in the room. You know, I try to show my teammates that every day by getting in early and doing the extra stuff after practice and stuff like that. You know, it's really the little things that step out. So, you know, if I was talking to our fan base, I'd say, you know, keep trusting us, keep supporting us, because we're putting in every single ounce of everything we got into all this. And I think, you know, it has shown in the last 3 weeks, you know, of being able to get those upset wins and being able to execute at a high level. So, you know, it's something that, you know, we take pride in, and it's something that we look forward to every day.
Colin Hurst, Presbyterian signal caller here. Presbyterian, they ball out in the Pioneer League, and they're going to win the Pioneer League this year. I'm calling it right now, regardless of who it is, who's on the schedule. Colin, you're not listening at this moment. I just think that this Blue Hose team is playing some of the most complete ball, and I think if you have a quarterback who can play good football in the fourth quarter, especially in a Pioneer where you're going to see teams that like to gas out early, things get things get mixy and messy, but I like this Presbyterian team coming out of here, Colin. Appreciate your time. That's going to do it for the Stone Cold Quarterback segment. Folks, as always, FCS Nation, you're listening to FCS Nation Radio on the Palmetto Radio Network.